Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb, I can't even spell my name in Afrikaans.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
Well, this podcast is about, you guessed it, debt review. So us dummies, we like to speak to smarties who know things about debt review, and they teach us things as we go along, because even though we've been in this industry for a long time, we like to learn new stuff. We like to see how the industry is shifting and changing. And very often, one of the ways we do that is by talking to people who know a lot about the industry, who've been in the industry for a long time. So if you'd like to hear something like that, you're in the right place.
That's always fun. And who are we chatting to today?
So a debt counselor that both you and I are familiar with. She's very passionate about people who are going through the journey. It's one of the things that you'd immediately notice when you speak to her. She operates a practice based in Cape Town, but it operates across the country. It's a growing practice, and she is a specialist at some things in the debt review process. And this is Anine Nell. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to Anine. Let's see if we can get her on here.
Well, Anine, thank you very much for joining these two dummies today on the podcast. We really appreciate your time. Let's summer fire away. Give us an idea of who is Anine Nell.
All right. Anine Nell is a mother, grandmother, and a registered debt counselor. And as some people would say, ek is a food socksmos.
Yes, you are. But Anine, where are you from? What's your background?
My background is I come from the real estate industry many years ago. I didn't come into debt counseling because I wanted to. I was actually handpicked by someone. My late husband got into financial trouble, and I prepared this whole booklet for this dude that's doing the debt review. Had no idea what debt review is, and the old man asked me, who did this? I said, I did this. He said, you shouldn't be selling houses. You should become a debt counselor. Anyway, that is my story since 2009, and I've been in the industry since then. And I take my business and my job as a registered debt counselor very serious.
And Anine, can we ask, what is the name of your debt counseling practice?
My debt counseling practice is Consumer Debt Support.
And why that name?
Consumer Debt Support, 2009, I was running a practice with Estia Portgieter, a psychologist, educational psychologist, and also with Hendrik Lemmer that stepped down as a registered debt counselor. And in that time, going into my own practice, finding a name that was suitable for what we do. It was really looking at what we do and the counseling we give, and understanding what consumers is going through. And Consumer Debt Support was really the name that came it popped up, yes.
Fun fact, that uncle that got you into debt review is my uncle, strange
yes.
enough.
No,
go for it. Go for it, please.
When Louis Christian could see, and he's passed away, and what an awesome guy he was. Yes.
Yeah. So obviously, being based in Cape Town, you've been in a debt review like you said, since 2009, and we've seen quite a lot of changes in the debt review. What do you think in the last 15, 16 years has gotten better, and what do you think has gotten worse?
What's gotten better for me is the role that DeCasa has been playing, and their massive achievements in the background. in with a task team agreement, fighting for the consumer, but also fighting and supporting the registered debt counsellor to ensure that we can fulfill our job and task to the best of our ability. That is for me what's changed, and also the improvement on the DCRS system. And also the support that we've got from the CASA today and their drive as well to get membership members into the play where consumers can verify registered debt counsellors that is reputable and that has a clean record with the NCR. So that is what's positive for me. And also that you see the duration of debt review as 5 years, with vehicles can push to about 6 years. But if you really understand debt review and you work it the way the act applies, you are really helping consumers. The bad side on debt review is the fraud, which I know the NCR is really working hard to fix. And as debt counsellors, takes a lot of time to report these complaints and see the NCR working in the background to fix it and to get these people out of the industry. So yeah, so that is what I have to add.
And Lenin, over the years, you've helped a lot of consumers. I mean, really, a lot. When you get to the end of the journey with them, is that a happy moment for you as you say goodbye? You've succeeded. You're out of debt now. You're back into the credit market if you want to. What's that feeling like for you as a debt counselor?
Sure, it's very fulfilling. Very fulfilling. It's very heartwarming to see a consumer fulfilled the program and they completed the journey. And you know, with some of our clients, we build new friendship and relationships that really last long after they've left debt review. And the hardships that people go through and come and talk to you, and you help them on the way and advise, and in some cases refer them to a psychologist just to help them overcome the difficult. But seeing the consumer completing the debt review program, and now you issue the debt rehab clearance certificate, that's awesome. And then you receive a picture of the new home they purchased or the new vehicle, you know, and still sharing with you the budget, etc., then you know you've had a good journey with that client. And that is really fulfilling.
And then, if you can you share your secret to how do you ensure your consumers actually fulfill the process from beginning to end? Do you kind of, deal with them through the process? That's my first question. And the second question, when you mentioned that you get the pictures of when they actually, buy a new car or buy a new house or that type of thing, where do you share this information? Do you actually tell the story somewhere?
Yes. Firstly, I do have a blog website. I blog a lot. I like to write about things. So I do share these things in writings without sharing personal information, because there's a lot of success stories in the debt review space.
Well, yeah, we're wondering what's your secret sauce, Anine? You've got clients
Okay.
who make it through the whole process. What's some good habits that you think all debt counselors should have? But what do you do?
Well, first of all, is being a registered debt counsellor, you have to be accountable, you have to be responsible, and you have to be contactable. If you don't have those three things in your business, you can close your doors. Simple. And also, you have to have a very strong admin background. If your admin is weak and those three points is weak, your business will fail. You will fail consumers. When a consumer applies with us for debt counseling, the first thing that happens is It goes to our legal side, and there's a person that will connect with a consumer and welcome them. Then we will add the consumer to a contact base where the consumer will be in contact with a registered debt counsellor and with the admin team and the person that's allocated to that file. It's so important. Clients have questions. They don't always ask the questions when you have the initial assessment with them. Dealing with those questions in a proper, structured manner really helps a consumer and it builds trust. And also sharing information with the consumer. The consumer is entitled to all the documentation that you send to the creditors. The consumer is entitled to you explaining the process and also when you've done a proposal. If you're not willing to pick up the phone and connect with that consumer and explain to them what the proposal is all about and the saving on the interest rates and the new installment and payment plan, you've lost it because then the consumer is left in the dark. And that is the principle of my office and my business. And I dare to care for excellence. And I really work hard not to fail.
Well, it's lovely to see, and I think Corey and I feel very strongly about all the things that you do. So, yeah, absolutely. But now your business, your practice over time is expanding. Tell us about one of the newer team members in your practice.
One of the newest team members in my practice is my daughter Nikita Westhuizen. Nikita's had a journey overseas in Turkey as a teacher, educator, and she decided to return back to South Africa. She worked with a sister, a twin sister, for a little bit and wasn't sure whether that is what she wanted to do. And I said to her the one day, listen, come sit here next to me and come see what it is I'm doing. Maybe you will like this. And she didn't want to. And then the one day she was just a little bit down and I said to her, come sit here next to me and come see what I'm doing. And she was looking what I'm doing and she said, I can do that. I love that. And looking at Nikki today, 3 years later, and also now being a registered debt counsellor, it's absolutely fantastic to see her work and the quality that she's adding to the consumers and applying all the rules, the little things I've mentioned, applying that. And she's strong and also picking up bad things that's happening to good consumers. But not always so sure it's debt counsellors, but so to be debt counsellors, and reporting these matters to the NCR. And it makes me really proud to know that when I'm no longer in the industry or working actively, that Nikki will take it forward.
With the young blood comes young ideas, should I say it that way? She's very outgoing, and I've met her, and I mean we met the night of the Detrevia Awards, and I must say she seems like she's bringing a lot of new ideas to the table, and obviously being old school, it's not always easy to change on him.
No, it's not. I'm used to the way I do things, and looking at the way Nikki's doing things is that's next level. So Nikki has been implementing new systems, new ways of doing things, smarter, not harder. So yes, so Nikki is changing a lot of stuff, and I'm allowing her to do that because I can see it is assisting us and helping us to help more clients effectively without having a situation where a client hasn't been assisted or neglected, and putting in new bells and whistles and also making the administration process so much easier. So yeah, having Nikki on board and the way she thinks and the way she just sees the new generation embracing technology It's things I've never thought of. I know it's there, but I never knew how to implement it. And I just leave her, you know, and she's doing what she needs to do.
Well, let's talk about that subject of helping consumers because, as you said, it's something you're very passionate about. One of the challenges that a lot of people have in debt review is that something comes along, throws you a curveball. Because, as you mentioned, life happens, you know. We're with people on a journey for years and years. And very often, when something unplanned happens, it can actually derail the whole debt review process. But you've got something now that's helping consumers stay in debt review. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Zach, you know my passion has always been to really help people, and along came a product called FoodSource. When I saw the product initially, I just got excited. My late husband's friend brought me a packet, and he said, "I need to have a look at this." I took a few and I handed it out and waited for some feedback. And realized, hang on, I really need to get involved in this. This product is really what I've been looking for, that is sustainable. Little did I know when I started with the FoodSocks project, little did I know what it really was offering consumers, etc. So it's just exciting knowing that when a consumer now struggling to pay their debt and a debt counselor issues a 17.3, we now can, together with our sponsors, we now can send a consumer that's in debt counseling FoodSocks meals and with our free recipes so that they can also in the time of their need still try and pay something towards their debt instead of paying nothing. And we've seen it work in our practice with a mom also now that's been in maternity, sending her some food over a period of 3 months. And I've been testing this and practicing this to see what the outcomes are. And her being able, she couldn't pay the full debt review, but she paid something at least. And the creditors came back and they accepted those payment terms for the 4 months that she couldn't pay. And she's back running, making a normal payments, and how the food helped her. But the beauty of it is that she found the benefit of the food sock and she's still buying food socks. So food sock is really a fantastic product. It's unique in each and every way. And it is so nutritional and it really puts everything on the table that one family needs.
Yeah, I will just say that for those who are unfamiliar with the product, the pricing on the product is amazing. For $50, you can feed a family of four a decent, nice meal, and basically all you need to do is you need to add some water and heat it up. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's as quick and simple as that, and yet tasty and delicious. It's filling. You're not going to feel hungry afterwards, and this is good value for money. I mean, it's amazing. So then, if you think about it, you're feeding a person dinner for 12 rand 50. Yeah, that's just unbelievable value for money. So, the food bank, of course, aimed specifically at debt counselors. And then, if debt counselors think, "Wow, what an amazing product! I need to get my clients onto it," how can they get hold of you about that?
All right, they can either connect with me directly. Zach will provide my number. Or they can connect to the website. And Zach will also provide that information. On the website is a tab, a debt counselors tab. If you go click on that tab, it will open up a page for you that you can co complete your information and your consumer's information. That's so important. And also your 17.3, your consent order, and all of that. We want to know everything about this client. It's very important that you understand we're not there to pinch your client. We're there to help your client with food. So the food bank will send the consumer the food, and we will notify you that we send your client food so that you know what's happening and if you need a second round of meals for the next month, you can then just connect with me directly. And Zach will give you all the details, or you speak to Zach.
So if someone doesn't know how to make a food sock, or they're not sure how to go about it, they can obviously speak to you and you can guide them, Anin.
Oh, with each and every order that goes out, I apply or put in some of my free recipes. The recipes are so simple and easy. None of the add-ons is more than 40 to 50 rand. So it really makes it real meal buddies at the end of the day. And it's so easy. Just follow the recipe. And also on the back of the packet, it tells you how to cook it, how to prepare it. Yeah, so it's very simple and easy.
So, Anine, I hear rumors that you might be cooking these things on a Friday, on a Saturday, quite often going out, giving people samples and stuff. Is that true?
It's very true. My stall is at the Willowbridge Slow Market every Saturday. We prepare meals twice a month. The first, so this Saturday, we're putting on a hot meal on the table, and then the last week or the first week of the new month. That is a time when people really come out. They've paid and they come and taste the food sock. So one of our flavors of the day for Saturday will be the mutton stew oven bake. So it's exciting. I'm still not sure exactly what's going into that. I'll prep the recipe on Friday, and then the hard work comes in putting the recipe together, putting the pictures together, and getting that into print for Saturday.
The funding for the food bank, where does that come from? And if someone wants to then get involved, they obviously can.
Yes, we have VHT attorneys. Hope I said their names right. And then also two members of the NCT. And then we also had Upstream. And that's fantastic. And we can't say thank you enough to our sponsors for helping us to distribute food socks to consumers in desperate need in the debt review space. And if you want to sponsor, please connect with Zach. Zach is part of this program, although he likes to be in the background, but he's part of the program, and we're very proud to have Jack on board. Although, Zach, I'm so sorry. And just speak with Zach, and he will give you all the information, and then he'll get in touch with me, and I'll get in touch with our sponsor with all the information that you need.
Yeah, I love supporting the project, Anine, because the unfairness of someone going through debt review for like 3 years, 4 years, and then just something happens that they have no control over, derails the whole thing, and they could lose all the benefits. That just really always sat very poorly with me. And then when we heard about this project, we were like, oh, we want to tell everybody about this project because it's amazing that what we can do. And just also from the credit provider side of things, I mean, if you've been making progress with your client, things are almost back to normal. And now, things become derailed. It goes back into collections, it gets out of the department. It's not nice. So we hope all the debt review departments around the country, if you've got some sort of projects that you do to support people, this is a great one. But I mean, okay, let's go back to debt review itself. If somebody's going through a tough time right now, they pick up the phone, they say, I mean, this is my situation. I'm having this problem. I owe these people money. This is how I got into this situation. Do you think debt review could work for me? Obviously, you love debt review. Do you think debt review is a good option for people?
Yes, debt review is a fantastic option for people, but debt review is not for everyone. That's the one thing. When you've got the experience, and you understand how to do an assessment and how to read somebody's budget and also ask the right questions, DigiView is a fantastic product that helps people to overcome difficult time in a period of 5 years so that they can restart the credit profile after 5 years. Because there's some people just have blockers on the credit report and they can't purchase a home or can't purchase that vehicle. Then DebtReview is a good space for them to clear up debt, exit the program, and restart their journey. But for some people, DebtReview is not a solution. They simply can't afford to pay DebtReview. And for others, they're not over-indebted. They need some guidance in how to adjust the budget, look at some of the financial criteria where they can cut on costs and change things for them to free up some more cash.
And I've heard of this phenomena where maybe a credit provider's given somebody money that they knew they couldn't even afford to pay back. They've been wild in just handing out credit or extending credit or increasing credit limits just endlessly. Tell us a little bit more about that, Anine, because we hear rumors that you might be quite good at dealing with situations like that.
Yeah, reckless lending. Not sure how it happened, but I have a passion for reckless lending. I must say it's very controversial. You might think something, an account has been granted reckless, but when you really go and dig and you do a proper investigation, you can see it was not reckless. The bank did not fail themselves or the consumer. But you do have cases where it really is reckless, where the banks or a creditor granted a debt that never should have been granted in the first place. But behavior of consumers, they're desperate to obtain credit. So consumers aren't always honest and discreet. And that is where you, as a registered debt counselor, applying reckless credit, you need to go and prove whether it was reckless or not. And that is where the whole thing is in the investigation side, etc. And how do you go about it in showing that it was reckless and then also refer those matters to the magistrate's court? I think with reckless lending, having a balance in being fair towards the creditor and the consumer. That is what you need to apply each and every day. And I've managed, or I've dealt with a number of cases where debt was written off because of reckless lending.
I just wanted to ask, can you share one of your success stories and what was the outcome when you did a reckless assessment?
Yes, one that comes to mind is a client of mine was actually referred to me by a friend of mine that's a sergeant in a spear there, né? At she used to work at Botasig police station. Anyway, this lady was taken for a ride by a boyfriend of hers, and he took the vehicle, brand new vehicle. But however, the consumer listened to this boyfriend of hers and got a she got tenants into a house so that she could up her affordability. And after 3 months, these tenants moved out, and she bought a car and she got a loan and so on. But the boyfriend took the car, and then at the end of the day, after investigating, it was so reckless. The bank did not make sure that she could afford the debt until the debt was fully settled. Anyway, the matter went to the magistrate's court with all the evidence and proof and the vehicle. Although the vehicle was returned back to the bank, the debt was totally written off. So the shortfall of the vehicle after the auction was totally written off, and a personal loan totally written off. So there is cases that is really serious, and but then in the same token, the clients also do things that is unethical. But the bank also has to apply the law, and they have to apply the terms of reckless, and that is to ensure that the consumer can pay the debt until the debt is fully settled. And that is where the big thing comes in.
Yeah, I think credit providers often forget that they have an obligation there. And that obligation goes beyond just accepting the word of the consumer when they say, oh, no, I spent 10 rand on groceries. You've got to say that's the world's cheapest food socks. Oh, my goodness. That's too cheap. You know? They've got to actually apply their mind. And they get, of course, bank statements and things to look at. And they draw credit reports and things like that. So
Yes,
they
for
know.
sure.
So they're not oblivious to the facts. And even now, they've got to make sure there's a cushion in case there's things that are there. They also got to make sure one of the things that people forget is that reckless is also about does the person even understand what they're agreeing to? Because sometimes, unfortunately, due to financial education in South Africa, people don't actually understand. And I don't know, Corey, have you had a conversation with someone where you explain what interest is? And they're like, what? I have to pay him back more than I borrowed. That's ridiculous, you know? But yeah, this is the case. So we need to be very careful. But Anine, yeah, you do have a reputation. If other debt counselors want advice, I suggest phone Anine. Get hold of Anine. Ask her, how do I handle this thing? Or maybe even transfer the client so Anine can handle it for you know?
Yeah, I think reckless lending, there is not enough debt counselors that is tackling reckless lending. I don't know if it's a matter of fear or if it's just a matter of not having enough information, enough a training on how to do reckless. However, we need to support one another in the industry to ensure that we fulfill our mandate as a registered debt counsellor.
Anine, we've got a little magic wand here with the dummies. Thank you very much. That I'll take that. Thank you very much. So this magic wand gives you the power. So I'm going to hand you the magic wand at the moment, Anine. You've got this magic wand, and this allows you to change anything in the debt review in an instant. So when you wave this wand, you have the power. You change it, and instantly it happens. If you could have this power, what would you change in the debt review industry, and why?
I would change the exit when a consumer can exit. I do believe there is a lot of room and space to hear matters and on merit. Not all consumers should remain in debt review until all the debt is paid up. For instance, I have clients that have completed the journey with the unsecured debt and they still have a vehicle finance and they've been paying their home loans and there's no longer arrears on the home loan. I do believe that client with a vehicle should be should be in a position that the debt counsellor can get a letter that the account is not in arrears from the creditor and exit that consumer from debt review with the vehicle finance. And I feel strong about that because now you're keeping a client in debt counseling. And sometimes these guys are working on the roads, they're reps and they travel a lot of kilometers. And in 3 years, being in debt review, they need to start looking at replacing that vehicle. And that is a huge problem. So I do believe that there is room for change in debt review. And I know the guys that is working at the back end with a task team agreement. I hope this is something that is on the table and that is getting attention because it's so important that we can help clients unlock the debt review clearance when they only have a vehicle and a home loan left to pay.
Yeah, we're in a strange industry where we want to get rid of our clients. That actually works best for us because then a happy client goes and tells someone else and they come and use your services. But it is a funny industry we work in. Anin, we really appreciate the time we've spent with you. It's easy to hear the passion you have for debt review and the passion you have for consumers, and that's really, really nice. Just tell us quickly if people want to get hold of you. We're going to share the details there, but is there a website they can visit, maybe?
Yes, my website is debtcenter.co.za. You can also debtcenter.co.za.
Anine, thank you very much for spending some time with these dummies. We really appreciate it. And yeah, just all the best with the food socks and all the best with your practice. And yeah, once again, just thank you for everything you've done for the industry.
I want to thank you for the invitation and making the time available to meet with me and chat with me, and really thank you for the opportunity and for the space in Dummies for you and for Zach, for what you mean to the debt review industry and how you are adding real value to consumers and debt counselors.
Thank you, Anine. Thank you. Well, that was great, Corey. I must say, you can hear her passion, right? You can hear. Anine just wants the process to work. She wants people to have the best experiences. An interesting comment, not for everybody. The interview is not for everybody. She's very passionate about that as well. So I feel a little bit smarter than when we started today.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's fun to listen to someone who's been in the industry for a while, and I like the helping the consumer outside of debt review. With the food socks, you can. It's just an added benefit for the consumer, and I love that because it's all about the consumer. Zach, what's happening in the next few months before end of the year? I mean, we're all halfway through the year already.
Yeah, crazy. It's halfway through the year. Well, we've got a few big industry things that come along. Corey, when are you going up north? Let's talk about that. What month is that?
So we are planning a bit of a roadshow like we did in Bloemfontein. We had a lot, very, very nice turnout in Bloemfontein. It was so nice having the people there. And we had lots of support from Consumer Friend and Data Dynamics and Hyphen and Simplicity. And the NCR was there and the NCT was there. And this time we've got more people coming. So we've got the guys from Nedbank, the guys from WesBank, NCT, NCR already said they'll be there. Hyphen again said they'll be there. Simplicity guys. So yeah, Consumer Friend again, they'll said they'll join us. So we'll have a bit of a roadshow for the Limpopo debt counselors. We're looking at mid-October. No, sorry, mid-September. Mid-September we'll be having a bit of a roadshow in the Limpopo area. And then
But
any before that and after that, we've got something.
yeah, so I was just going to say before that, we've got the big Dacasa conference. So the Dacasa members, once a year, they get together in Joburg, along with a lot of service providers like Debt Free Magazine will be there to tell people about the magazine. Yeah, so we get together and we have a whole day where we discuss industry stuff that's going on. We moan, we complain, we make plans, we get some training on certain things, and we have presentations about some stuff that's going on. So that's quite nice. That's happening up in Joburg, middle of August. And the day before that, of course, I'll be in Joburg with a group of debt counselors who are looking to grow their practices. We have a special workshop that's happening. Particularly focused on getting more clients, because it's interesting. If you're listening to the podcast, you might assume that debt counselors have an endless supply of people to help. And although there's a lot of people who need help, unfortunately, not everybody's getting help these days. So we talk a little bit about how we can go about encouraging people to get into the process, stay in the process. That's also a big part of what we discussed. And then Corey, yeah, afterwards, so after your event, a month after that, in the middle of October, we've got the Debt Review Awards. It's coming round again. We'll find out the results of all the peer reviews. Yeah, very nice to recognize new people this year. I don't know if you've heard, Corey, we're doing a new category this year, media. So we're recognizing some people in the media who's saying useful, informative things about debt counseling. So that's nice to have that category as well, brand new category.
Yeah, I agree. I saw that. And I think it's such a great idea because there's so many people that do stuff and we don't always see them. We don't know about them. So if we can kind of, show what the people do, I mean, it's amazing. Like today we heard that Anin does a blog, those type of things. I know that there's some dead counselors on radio stations and all those type of things. So I love that idea. I think it's great because it puts a bit of focus on those guys. And I also wanted to mention that our dummies will be at the Dacasa meeting in all our glory, even though we're not together, but we'll be there, with bells on.
Yeah, and caps on. And then, of course, the dummies will also be at the event the day before the Debt Review Awards. So there's also a big meetup the day before, and dummies will be there. Keep an eye out for us. We will be in the audience and at the awards, of course.
Yeah, the awards obviously one of the big highlights of the year. It's fun to be able to dress up for a change, not jeans and tackies. We can actually dress up a bit and kind of clean up a bit.
Are you going to be wearing a tuxedo and your dummy's cap? That doesn't make much sense. But anyway, you're heading down to KZN. The actual in-person event is in KZN this year, with a group of people. But then also, of course, live streamed across the country. So, thousands of people. It's fascinating. Thousands of people tune in. They join the live stream. They get on. They watch together. You have whole companies set up parties, and you've got like large institutions like the Absa team and the Nedbank team and the Standard Bank team and all the banks essentially online checking out to see what's happening. And this year, of course, Old Mutual Bank will be joining to watch a new bank on the play field. So that's also quite nice.
Yeah, Zach, again, I think it's going to be a frippin' awesome evening. It's always fun to have those awards. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, thank you for everything you guys and your team does. We really appreciate it. It really, really brings a bigger focus to the guys and gives the guys an opportunity to, rub shoulders with the who's who in the debt review industry.
Well, I will just say we also co-partnering with One this year on the Significant Contribution Awards, so that's always nice to work together on that as well. So I'll just throw that out there. But Corey, yeah, thank you very much. What a lovely, lovely time we've had together today.
Yeah, Zach, thank you very much for your time. And as always, thank you to Anin for spending some time with us dummies. Thank you to our listeners. And we'll see you on the next episode of Debt Review with Dummies.